Welcome to Champion Circle Podcast.
We have a mandate to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ because your life matters to God.
Grab a Bible and get set to receive a personal word from the Lord as you listen to this timely and spirit-filled message. Here is today's message.
Briefly, this morning we'll be looking at engaging the wonders of world-based expectation at Shiloh 2022. Engaging the wonders of world-based expectation at Shiloh 2022. Let me share one other testimony with you to help us have a proper perspective about what we are discussing this morning. I had a man of God share this. That sometimes back, Benny Hinn used to have a weekly program here on radio or TV. But before such program is heard, he must have been in the studio 2 weeks before the program comes out. Then a time came when the day of the program was meant to be heard, only to know that Benny Hinn hasn't entered because maybe he was so engaged that he couldn't visit the studio to prepare for that program. Is somebody getting it? Then a call was put through him that, how are we going to do it? And he said, sorry, I couldn't make it. I did not visit the studio to prepare for this teaching. He now said, but go and check the archives and pick any of my past messages and hear it so that people can hear. The head of the studio was now wondering, because the man did not specify which one to pick. So the man just got to the archive and looked at the message. No, and picked one of the messages and came to present it. Now, hear what the message says. At the beginning of the message says, there is a woman listening to me now. You know, the message has been there for years. But now, the word was saying, there is a woman listening to me now. You are putting on yellow dress. You are sitting watching the program. And you have cancer. And the cancer is not grade A one, grade C, perhaps. So, but now, as I am talking now, your healing has come. You know what? Immediately after the program, a woman called. But that wasn't the message for that day. But I'm trying to let you know what Alpha and Omega means. The God that is not bound by time. That's why you can't afford to attend this Shiloh with the mentality of past Shilohs. The woman put a call and said, sorry, this message I just listened to now, and with precision, the word of God came, the word of knowledge came, that there is a woman. I am actually that woman. And as I am sharing with you now, the cancer in my body has been swallowed up. Is somebody getting it? So, that is to let you know, the message of God for last year cannot be limited because of the timing of last year. The God of the message is ever fresh. He is not an old God, an ancient God. He is not the God of yesterday, but the God of today, who still dwells in eternity. I have good news for somebody here this morning. Only you can reposition your heart. In your seated position here, something unusual is dropping for you. I said, in your seated position here, the God of Shiloh is visiting you. Because it's not the God of Shiloh of yesterday, it's the God of Shiloh of eternity. Self has come here this morning to visit you. You won't go the way you came. In the name of the Lord. So God is not time-based. He is not whole God, but is ancient. He is older than time. You know, time is just a measurement, you know, just to measure things here. Present. So he will be doing things unimaginable in our midst this season. Now let me shock you again so that you can have an understanding. Let's see 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 8. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 8. Look at this. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. You know, the topic of today says engaging the wonders of what? World-based expectation at Shiloh 2022. But I want you to look at this scripture. Say, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. How many things? One. Then look at the next line. That one day with the Lord as what? 1,000 years. Now, this is telling you that the lifeline and the shelf life of an encounter transcend a thousand years. Maybe you don't understand it. That's just this. You have one encounter that will live for 1,000 years. Talking about the lifeline of an encounter. Genuine encounter. Reason why your expectations must be genuine. Because if you can encounter God, one, it can secure the destinies of your children. What are the children of Bishop enjoying? Bishop David Oyedepo, our father. An encounter of a one man. You are seated here because of the encounter of a one man. And Bible is telling us, don't forget this one thing. That one day, just having one encounter, genuine encounter with God, it has the capacity to change your life, change the life of your generations yet unborn. The shelf life of an encounter is 1,000 years. A day with God is like 1,000 years. Meaning the shelf life of one encounter with God can run for 1,000 years. That is, it can impact generations. We are still talking about the Wesleys. Have you? Because they had one encounter. Not even in Nigeria. In the UK. In United Kingdom. But across the globe, we are still making reference. One genuine encounter. Paul the Apostle had one genuine encounter. One encounter is like 1,000 years. And we are still counting. Apostle Paul said, after this meeting, the encounter that will come your sand of times will come your way. I said it will come your way. So why not choose to seek one encounter? And while I was preparing this morning, I heard God said, don't ask that God should heal you. Ask that God should give you an encounter. Because inside that encounter lies your healing. Inside that encounter lies your financial breakthrough. Inside that encounter lies your glory and beautification. When somebody desire an encounter, this silo, I didn't say you should cancel all you are written. It's a part of faith in God. But let all of them be encapsulated in an encounter. Papa had one encounter. Thou shalt build 50,000 tents. And now when that one, do you know that one is giving back to encounters? Covenant University is coming, but God did not tell him. Encounters have capacity to build encounters, but it must be genuine. I want our hearts to be open this season. It is not in the multitude of what we hear at Shiloh, but be focused to make sure you get an encounter. Please don't follow people come. Because if you follow people come, you may follow people go. Follow your destiny come. And be sure you pick what you want to get. The sons of the prophet, they told Elisha, they said, you just came to the school. We have been here. We knew what God is about to do. Very soon, God is about to take your master. They are equally in that school. But Elisha was focused on one thing, double power, an encounter, and he got it. At his returning, those who mocked him, he mocked them. His manifestations mocked them. People will be waiting to see what you will return to Shiloh. You have been coming, but they will still wait to see what you will return with at Shiloh 2022. But God has spoken that they that will remain to wait to see what you will return, I will prove to them that I still build out cities out of ruins. Somebody's life will take a new life. And God will begin with you. In the name of the Lord. So what is Shiloh prophetically? What is Shiloh prophetically? A mountain of empowerment towards the establishment of the dominions of winners. Shiloh is a mountain of empowerment towards what? The establishment of the dominion of winners. Joshua 18 verse 1. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there. And the land was subdued before them. I pray this morning that immediately after this year's Shiloh, the lands of your destiny shall be subdued before you. The lands of your career shall be subdued before you. Now, because of you, God will be doing unimaginable things around you. I thought there are people in the house. Psalm 66 verse 3. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall what? shall thy enemies submit themselves to you? Do you know that infirmity is an enemy? Cancer is an enemy. Please, this season, don't look for physical enemies. Look for things that has not allowed you to enjoy life to the fullest. Look at things that has limited your advancement in life. They are your enemies. That incessant headache is an enemy. Because it's not really allowing you to think well. That dryness in the pores is an enemy. Because it allows you to eat what you want to eat and do what you want to do. That through the greatness of thy power, thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. That shows Gino is a mountain of empowerment. You and I will be empowered this season. You know why? God will be showing us covenant pathways and highways. He said, thou will show me the path of life so that our joy can be restored. And as we begin to see those paths, we begin to walk in. No, Bible, I think in Jeremiah thereabout, it says, search ye for the old ways, old paths, and do what? And walk therein. These are the paths heaven wants to open our eyes to see. Those things that can enhance our what? Our dominion as a people. Praise the Lord. Psalm 110 verse 1 to 3. Bible says, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. That was those who have mocked you that you look up to. And they felt without them, you can't amount to anything. After Shiloh, they shall be subdued. Now, whatever God will do, that accomplishment. In the mighty name of the Lord. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. I thought somebody understand that line, that phrase. Thy people shall be willing. We are in the days of thy power. Now, there are people that have rejected you, like they did to Jephthah. But the time came in his life that he was empowered. Those who mocked him and met the people who applied for his rulership, he said, no, please, come now and be our master. The willingness here means that, now, I was telling my wife yesterday, you see, when you are not blessed, people hardly reckon with you. But when blessing begins to speak in your life, you will see the application. We just said we should ask, how are you doing? These are the people over 10 years, they don't want to know how you are doing. Thy people shall be willing when power comes. And when we talk about power, it's in different degrees. It could be financial power. It brings influence. If you say money is not good, may you not die a pauper. I thought there are people in the house. Somebody's status will change. After this Shiloh, a new lease of life, everyone here will be enjoying. You know why I'm celebrating God here? Even though we have not seen anything, he said to me, he said, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice that of them that make merry. He said, their governors will come from the midst of them. Meaning that whoever I want to raise to do what I want to do here must come from the midst of them. Reason why I don't like going to state church to go and start applying for things. Praise the Lord. Is God not doing it? The people doing what he's doing here, where are they from? Did we import them? They are from here. I pray for somebody here this morning that whatever good thing we have not seen will happen by your hands. The Lord will so much transform your life that single-handedly you build a sanctuary for God in LFC, Federal Locus. In the name of Jesus. We have grateful people in the house this morning. Let your amen show it. What is Shiloh? Shiloh is a mountain of taking delivery of our inheritance in God. A mountain of taking delivery of our inheritance in God. Praise the Lord. What are your heritage? You should know them. Revelation chapter 5 verse 10 or verse 10 to 12. Talking about the sevenfold benefits of redemption. Praise the Lord. Look at them. Saying with a loud voice, what is the lamb that was slain? Because he paid for those things with his blood. You don't need to shed your blood to get them. Maybe you don't understand. Now, people who are killing, doing ritual here and there to kill people to shed the blood, they contravene the scriptures. They don't know because the blood, somebody has been slain to get to acquire this thing for us. So we don't need to kill people to get them. That just is a waste. and an offense big time before God. He said, he was slain. Why? So that he can receive for you empowerment. His blood was shed so that he reaches people are dying for, we can gain access into. His blood was shed. You can enjoy wisdom and strength. And many, it is all they are looking for. Affluence. Somebody already paid with his blood. You don't need to shed blood again. And glory and blessing. And all of these that are us in one way or the other, God is saying as Shiloh will be taking delivery of them. Can I hear your amen? Amen? And Joshua said in Joshua chapter 18 verse 3, and Joshua said unto the children of Israel, how long are ye slack to go to possess the land which somebody has paid for with his blood? That shows it's no longer in God's hand. It's our own. Somebody. So it's now left for you and I to take delivery. Praise the Lord. So how long shall you slack? That shows it is slackness rooted in indecision, procrastination, unbelief that has caused many of us not to enter into our heritage. These are slackness. Whatever is not enhancing your faith to take delivery. Slackness on our knees. Slackness in kingdom engagement. I see help come our way this season. Here, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. He's also emphasizing so that you and I can know what has been made available. That according as his divine power has made available unto us. How many things? All things. That is for what? So whoever says you won't enjoy life, we live life for you. Hello? Because God actually wants us to do what? To enjoy life. You can see now, God did not talk about it. Godliness comes. But it comes after what? Because if you are not living well, you can't be godly. Maybe you don't understand. You see, God doesn't make mistakes. He knows how to arrange it. Now, you discover that many thought poverty can break somebody down to accept Jesus. Even poverty is the main reason behind those evil vices. Praise the Lord. Poverty could be the reason behind covetousness. Is that not so? It could be the reason behind ritual killing. But God is saying, according as his divine power has given unto us, what? Everything that pertains what? To life, unto life. And what? And godliness. And if you look at godliness in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8, he says, well, physical exercise I profit little. But what? Profit what? Unto all things, beginning and specify, having the promise of what? Life that now is, and then the one that is to come, eternity. That's just God wants your life now secured. He wants you to enjoy good health. He wants you to enjoy good meal. Somebody here yesterday wanted pounded yam, but he didn't see. Praise the Lord. It's not out of place. Is it out of place? It's not out of those eating it, do they have two heads? So this is what we are saying. Life enhances godliness. Good life enhances godliness. He said he has made this available. But whatever has denied us of good life, this Shiloh will make it available. In the mighty name of the Lord. What is Shiloh? A mountain of light where the veil upon the eyes of God's people shall be taken away. Isaiah chapter 25 verse 6, Bible says, and in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts do what? Make unto us a feast of what? Fat things. A feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines, of lees well refined. You think God doesn't like good things? Look at the description we have here. Did you see any lean thing here? Eh? The only time Bible mentioned lean thing are those lean cows. And what it, they depicted evil times, evil season. I pray for somebody here this morning that every leanness in your life shall be converted to fatness. Whatever is lean around anyone's destiny shall be taken off. Your pockets will be fat. Eh? Your bank accounts will be fat. Your business will be fat. What again should be fat in your life? You know it. Whatever must be fat will be fat this season. Praise the Lord. But this is what we have on the mountain of visitation called Shiloh. The Bible says the Lord of hosts shall do what? Make unto all the people a feast. Now listen to this now. This is real preparation is what makes the difference. Everybody on the mountain will gain access to the same thing. So how much you can take from there is determined by your level of preparation. The Bible made us understand that the moment the vessel finished, the flow of oil ceases. The moment the vessel, no more to the flow of oil, did what? Cease. Who limited God? Who? It was the woman. That's just as long, as much as you want is available. But it is the level of your faith that will determine what flows in your direction. That is why preparation is key. No, for 3 days, I kept dwelling. I want to see the secret behind that scripture. At home, I was just, anything, I'll go to First King. That, what is behind this thing? The vessel finished and oil ceased. But as long as there is a vessel, the oil keeps flowing. So I was now wondering, is the problem God's problem? No. He said, make for you a vessel. Like the case of the other man, the prophet told him, shoot arrow. And he felt he was satisfied with 3 trials. He looked through the window and shot the first one. The prophet was looking. He shot the second. The prophet didn't say anything. He shot the third. Look at it. And the man of God was wroth with him and said, look at it now. Thou shouldest have smitten 5 or 6 times. Then art thou smitten Syria till thou hast consumed it. Now, that just 6 efforts would have swallowed up the enemies. But he felt, I had victory today. That one is enough. Tomorrow, that one too is okay. Please, the blessings of God, enjoy abundance. Do what? Enjoy abundance. Let it be overflow. Let it be an overflow. Let it keep flowing. Now, the man, look at it. And the man of God was angry with him. What is wrong with you? You think you have come to your resting place? You have small change. Nobody hear what again. Is this what God is saying? If what you have is not blessing people, it's not a blessing. Because you are blessed to bless. If what you have is not an overflowing, it's not reaching out to any other, but it's not a blessing. It's not a blessing. Then why boast? When one man suddenly, last week, gathered over 100 people, got passport for them and paid their, to go and study abroad. One man. Why are we carrying shoulder up?
God will help us. The Lord is good. Somebody's story will change here. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's move. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 61:3. Bible says, arise, shine, why? For your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Praise the Lord. So it shall be for us a mountain of light, where the veil upon the heights of God's people shall be taken away. Do you know that Abraham never really saw Isaac until Lot was moved? Lot, the meaning of Lot was what? Veil. The moment God, no, Lot moved away, Abraham's eyes opened. And God was able to show him, come, look this way, pack this hand. Genesis chapter 13, verse 14, or thereabout. Praise the Lord. As far as your eyes, look at it. And the Lord said unto Abraham, look at the next line. After that, Lot was what? How come God didn't show him before Lot was there? Lot was a veil. I pray for somebody here that after Shiloh, those who are in your life occupying space that are not meant to be there, the wind of God will blow them away. Those who are blocking your access to the real thing, after Shiloh, you will look for them and not find them again. God, and the Lord said to Abraham, Abraham, after Lot had separated from him, that's just your, that connection you carry may be your greatest undoing. You think he's the one that will lift you up? Well, yet he's the one hitting you up. Yes, we have them. Those you thought are the ones to propel you to rise, they are the ones hitting you, bringing you down. Until you change focus and focus on God, you won't see the right people. And don't be afraid to let them go. Until your faith in God turns to the level of trust, there are people you may not be able to do away with. But they are your greatest undoing. God knew that Lot was Abraham's problem. Hello? God can settle some people elsewhere, not necessarily by you. Somebody getting, you may be in the same church. They are God's children, but God knew they are not meant for you. They are just matter occupying space, not adding value, drawing you back. I pray in the name of the Lord, whoever is in your life drawing you back, may the wind of heaven blow them away from you. When Lot was taken, God now come and said, now the coast is clear. What I wanted to show you, if I had shown you before, Lot will, could you pick it when Abraham said to Lot, pick a place. You can see who Lot was. He looked, he can't say, my uncle, you have been my help. Uncle, you are uncle, please choose for anything you give me. Lot looked and picked the best place. Is it the same person that will not kill Abraham? You God has showed him something. Is somebody getting it? Can kill him. Say, hey, now only you God they show. This one we won't show you. Now me go take him. After Lot was gone, then God now met with Abraham. Light came. Somebody's light will come. In this silo, somebody will suddenly shout, I see. No, the moment you shout, I see, that shows you are seeing. If somebody gets, the moment you say, I see, that shows you are actually seeing. And that is the reward of light. May light shine our way. In the name of the Lord. John 1, 5 and 9. Bible says, and the light shines in darkness. And darkness what? Could not comprehend it. Darkness tried. But no, you don't, it's end of discussion. You don't need to beg darkness. Praise the Lord. And the light shines in darkness. And the darkness could not comprehend it. What is the meaning of comprehend? That shows darkness itself was confused. It couldn't come. Let me know. Eh? Praise the Lord. Is there any other version? Praise the Lord. Mama, look at this now. And darkness has not overpowered it. If you look at this statement, that shows that till Jesus comes, darkness won't be able to overpower it. And darkness has not overpowered it. And it has remained like that. Is somebody getting it? Now, there is somebody here, you will enjoy a visitation that the enemy will not be able to tamper with. And it will remain like that. I said, and it will remain like that. In the name of Jesus Christ. And darkness can never, and darkness could not diminish it. The light that darkness could not what? Diminish. Is somebody getting this one also? That's why there is something in your life God will do this season that the enemy will not be able to diminish. Now, something happened in the 80s. They were talking about Abiola. And Abiola said something concerning his wealth. They said, what you have seen me manifest now is just like dipping a bucket into an ocean. Maybe you don't understand. He said, what you have seen me manifest now is just like dipping a bucket into an ocean. As I bring it out, what is happening? It's not diminishing. That is God. It's not diminishing. Nobody can reduce God. I decree for somebody here this morning that whatever we do in your life, beginning from now and all through Shiloh, no devil will be able to diminish it. Now look at Papa. As he's spending, is the money reducing? The money for the ark, our stadium, is somewhere. No, your offering, my offering is not even there. So I've tried to see what is happening, but I can't see. Praise the Lord. So people said, is it that there is a money-making machine there? Because you can't comprehend it. When God is involved, people can't comprehend it. Beginning from today, whoever has been reading meaning to your life, after this meeting, they won't be able to comprehend you. Many will be confused. I said many will be confused. Sometimes like I got a revelation then. So in my dream, my uncle is the first person to rise in that family and virtually everybody rose to him. And he's the one I'm living with. Then in that dream, I saw him. It's like a relay race. And he came and handed the baton to me. So as I received the baton in that, I heard God said, wherever he is stopping, that is your starting point. You know, when I woke up, that was the beginning of battle. Now, you see, the enemy will contend. They will contend. But this season, they will lose battle. Because what God will be doing in your life, they won't be able to comprehend it. That is what light does. And I see that light shining on somebody's path in the name of the Lord. We still have about 3 more definitions, but let's go. Praise God. But hear this. But without faith, we cannot receive anything from God. Now, I said to us, there are things God can do, but God will not do, because our faith is not drawing on them. Praise the Lord. But without faith, we cannot receive anything from God. You know why? Without faith, in the first place, you can't please God. Hebrews 11:6. For without faith, it is what? Impossible. That is Bible. But without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. How will you get to that realm? Because even salvation comes by faith. That shows, without faith, that shows you are not saved. Is somebody getting it? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must first of all do what? Believe that exists. Enjoy the reward of seeking him. Praise the Lord. In Luke chapter 1 verse 45, you know, when Mary had encounter with that angel, Mary put up a question to the angel. What the angel told Mary, and blessed is she that believe. Now, it's not talking about Mary alone. That shows, blessed is that person, whoever believed. Is somebody getting it? For there shall be, what? A performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. That shows, God can perform even what he tells you if you don't believe him. Is somebody getting it? Okay, now even in the natural realm, if I tell you, do you know I can give you 1 million naira? And say, you, see you. I better go away. I have nothing to prove to you. You understand now? Because you don't even believe it in the first place. So, I won't prove to you, I can give it to you to convince you. No, it is your faith in what I have said that will convince me to release it in your direction. Same thing applies to God. If God tells you that before this year runs out, I will beautify your life. And you say, 365 days minus, you are now calculating January to November, minus how many days? 342 days, just 27 days. And you look. I better make a year word. God will not prove anything to you. But when he now tells you, do you know that before this year ends, I will do something? I said, God, I know. You that created the whole world, even in 6 days, 24 days is too much. Last Sunday, we stood outside there and we are contemplating what to do in this place before Shiloh. How many of you, about 4 of us or 6 of us, we stood there? And we said 9 days. I said, do you know? I made some specific, and virtually everybody was saying, 9 days, too much. Is somebody getting 9 days, too much? But how that too much will become a reality? Nobody can put finger on it. Is somebody getting? There are things in your life you can't put finger on. But the best thing you should do is just to hang in there in faith. Just hang on him there in faith. I can't say, oh, I don't know how you will do it, oh, but now here I day. Praise the Lord. God, I day your neck. Those are the things that moved God. And that same night, Sunday, I received a call. A call that turns things around. And you know what? The following day, Monday, 9 a.m., work began here. Reason why some of you are surprised that when did they start this thing? It is not we that are starting, it's God that is starting it. And God will start something for somebody here. Somebody's project is starting now. In the mighty name of the Lord. For you, I decree that before this year is ended, you will still return to this place to celebrate God's faithfulness. So God is just using things around us to teach us lessons. You don't need to go far to learn. Learn from in-house. Last Sunday, is this how this place is? But this Sunday, it's been beautified. Abby? It's okay. Let me not tell you the other one so that I won't just be coming. God will keep unfolding things. Praise the Lord. Will you be surprised if God gives us a bus here in Federal Locust? Will you be surprised if God gives us this compound? Or is it too big for him? And we still claim some houses, although they are hearing me in the neighborhood. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What am I saying?
Without faith, we can't receive anything from God. So all that we need this season is to make sure we put our faith in place before Shiloh comes. 2 days now, Shiloh will come. I don't want us to see it as an annual thing. Let's go. That was how, what's the name of Samuel's mother? Okay, praise the Lord. I just want to test if we people are following. That was how Hannah has been behaving. Every now and then, they go to Shiloh annually with the husband and everybody. But one Shiloh was very special. She went to that Shiloh with a changed heart, not with bitterness. Now, she has shifted her focus away from the mockery of Pelina. Even though that one was inside as a motivating factor for her life, for her faith to come alive. Now, let those unpleasant situations around you push you to have faith in God. Don't let them push you away from God. That is the error people are making. The things that are not working around us, we use them as a platform for crippling our faith and breaking the fellowship between us and God. But this time around, let those things be the motivator, the motivating factor, telling God that this is the confidence we have in you, that anytime we come to you with this kind of request, with faith in us, we know you hear us. Then let us see if we will return empty. Anna went this time around with a new mindset. Listen, the Bible tells us, be renewed. Let your thought pattern change. There are things men cannot do that only God can do, even though he will still use men to do them. Is somebody getting it? Somebody here will enjoy the visitation of an helper. Before this year comes, an helper is coming your way. I said, an helper is coming your way. I said, somebody here will receive the visitation of an helper. In the name of Jesus. I don't know, it could be an angel, it could be a man. But before this season is over, you will see that hand. In the name of the Lord. So faith, what is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for or things expected. The evidence or products of things not seen. You know, in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. I want us to break that definition down. Faith is what gives life to those your expectation. Things you are not seeing. So faith makes them become visible. Visible. A substance. Praise the Lord. Faith simply substantiates things expected into reality. That is what faith does. Okay, for example, Elijah subdued the nation of Israel by his expectation pregnant faith. We'll quickly see one or two examples. We need to shut down. We have before them, but just pick this one definition. Like in that 1 John chapter 1 verse 8 or thereabout, this is the confidence we have in God. So faith is the confident assurance that what you are trusting God for, he will do. Praise the Lord. And that now pushing you to take step. Praise the Lord. So Elijah subdued the nation of Israel by his expectation pregnant faith. In 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 21 to 29. You remember on Mount Carmel. When he said Elijah came unto all the people and said to them, how long shall ye hold between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not. He threw a challenge. But he knew deep inside of him that his own God is the real God. Praise the Lord. But yet, how can we prove it? That is what we call expectation pregnant faith. So now, it is proving time. How many of you did mathematics? Proof. Hallelujah. Let's not go into maths now. Praise the Lord. So, there's a platform for proofs. And he said to them, make your choice on the platform of the manifestation you see. Call on your God. If he answered, me too, I will leave my God and follow you. And let me call my God. Praise the Lord. This season, your God will speak. I said, this season, your own God will speak. But your faith, your expectation must be laden with faith. Don't just write things on paper because somebody said you should write. Whatever you don't believe God will do, Ashilo, don't write. Is somebody getting me? If it is only one thing your faith carry, write that one thing. So that by the time God prove himself, you will know that you have lost. That you will not say, if I had known. Here I share that testimony with you. Somebody was trusting God for fun, and they asked him, Pastor said, how much do you think you need? He said, 3,000. Pastor said, is that all? He said, yes, 3,000. And as the pastor prayed, he said, by 3 o'clock tomorrow, that money will come to meet you at home. The words of prophecy. And the man sat at home. He was looking at the time. But then, you know, that 3,000, you know, it was a big money. The man was looking, 2:30, nobody has shown up. You know why? In the end, he shall speak. At the end, he shall speak. So don't allow your faith to wither or to get weakened before your hand comes. When it was 2:50, nobody knocked. The moment it was 3, somebody knocked at the door. Angels are still working, sir. When the person, he said, sorry, are you Mr. So-so-so? The man answered, yes, sir. The person just dropped the envelope and turned. So when the man collected the envelope first, if not you, wait till you go collect first. As the man collected the envelope, he now opened to see the man. Hello, sir, where did he? He did not see the man again. He now sat down, he opened, he saw 3,000, said, wow. God, please ask me again. If I will not commit this. So, 3,000, no more, no less. He said, God, please, please. And I think from that he hasn't. You see, there are visitations that are momentary. And some of them are once in a lifetime. It was the type Abraham encountered that brought about the birth of Isaac. He never missed that opportunity. Are we prepared for angelic visitation? For some of us, we are too serious. Because we have one mudu of gari, we feel we don't need to share with people, so it won't finish. When will it not finish? Hospitality is a requirement for divine visitation. Don't be tired of well-doing. In due season, you will reap if you faint not. Some people, they have entertained angels without knowing. Those people did not write it on their forehead when Abraham called them, but it was because it was a lifestyle. Because pastor visited your house, you thought his gari is coming to take. But the grace that we enter that house is more than one mudu or one bag of gari. Let's be mindful of spiritual things. No, everybody is not a beggar. There are graces people rock on without knowing. Praise the Lord. But the good news for me is that if I come to your house, whatever you offer me, I will eat. I don't know how to say no. No, it's a sign. Let me not go deep so you don't think it's food I'm coming to eat. No. You see, God must treat our hearts. I know what I'm talking about. God must treat our hearts. Our hearts has been our greatest on doing at times. Praise the Lord. So these are the platform. The man said, wow, if I had known, I would have increased my faith. Trusted God more. But now you have heard something unusual with your Pashilo. I want you to get set for a visitation. And as you prepare, heaven will open. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego quenched the fiery furnace through their expectant faith. Do you know, if that faith wasn't in place, they wouldn't have known there is the fourth man in the fire. But somebody said, God is not even the fourth man in the fire, he's the first man in the fire. Because he was there before they came. If he came after they had been there, they would have been burnt. They would have been burnt. Because the fire that consumed those who threw them in. How can you land in there and still remain alive? He was ahead of them. God is going ahead of somebody here. He has gone ahead to touch the hearts of those you will meet after this meeting. To prepare their heart for your visitation. In the name of the Lord. So God is the first man in the fire. And those people, they said, oh, you came. We care not. We care less. Throw us there. We know the God we serve. We save us. Even if he doesn't forget this matter. We must be resolute in our faith. Praise the Lord. He did same for Daniel in the lion's den. The man, the crippled man at the beautiful gate expected to receive. expecting to receive something from them. Expecting, that is in Acts chapter 3 from verse 12, expecting to receive, and he saw the hand of the Lord. Man, the beautiful gate, but a lame situation. You may have been coming to this beautiful assembly, but yet with lame issues. The hand of God is reaching out to you now. So the hand of God is reaching out to you now in the name of the Lord. Please understand that without expectation, faith is vain. Our expectation that Shiloh 2022 shall bring an end to every storm in everyone's life in the name of the Lord. Proverbs 23 verse 18, Bible says, for surely there is an end, and thine expectations shall not be cut off. Praise the Lord. So it is wisdom to be pregnant with expectation, for without that there can be no manifestation. Something unusual is dropping from somebody in the name of the Lord. So we must keep our expectation high so as to make the most of Shiloh 2022. Shall we rise on our feet? I want us to rise this morning. Is somebody excited? You believe you have been blessed this morning? Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout like a warrior this morning. Shout hallelujah. Shout like somebody that is expectant. Shout hallelujah. I want you to lift up your voice to heaven and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Begin to speak to heaven this morning. Oh Lord, I ask for grace. My faith must not fail this season. Le capota liba ambrosia. Lord, help my unbelief. Help my unbelief, Lord. Let every loophole in my faith be blocked this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, we'll be partaking of this oil anointing this morning. And the whole essence of this is to put or place a seal of protection upon our heads so we can enjoy heaven's visitation all through Shiloh. Praise the Lord. The good news is that there shall be no loss in our camp. I think in Ezekiel chapter 9 verse 8 or the Bible says, begin from the temple. Praise the Lord. Okay. It says, but for everyone who has this mark upon his head, touch not. That shows by this anointing today, there is going to be a touch not seal upon your head. Whatever is killing men, killing children in the neighborhood, in the land, will exempt you. As I will exempt us, will exempt our household, will exempt our children in the name of the Lord. But before we do this, you are here this morning, you know you are not giving your life to Jesus Christ. That is the platform, that is the access code to enjoying and to being a partaker of what heaven is said to do here this morning. You know, perhaps you have given your life to Christ, you have gone back, but now you have returned. Or you have not accepted him as your Lord and Savior, you are just a church goer. Just wave your hands to heaven, we will pray with you. And a new you will begin, will emerge from here. Bible says, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17, if any man is in what? Is in Christ, is a new person. All things are gone. Behold, all things become new. Do we have such in the house this morning? You want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Praise the Lord. Yeah, we don't have such. I want us to quickly stretch our hands in the direction of.
Thank you for listening to Champion Circle Podcast.
If this message has blessed you and you would like more information about Champion Circle, please visit us at championcircleblogspot.com.
Make sure to subscribe, follow, review, comment, listen, download, and share Champion Circle Podcast. We leave you with this word from Acts 20:32. Now I entrust you to God, whose gracious truth is transformational and able to rebuild your character to be like Christ and give you the promised inheritance of eternal life, joining all those who are fully healed. See you next time.